Good morning, everybody. Now, those people who were at the harvest supper last night will know that I have many strings to my bow. I revealed to the people who were there that I had a secret past as an international ballroom dancer. I had the potential to be a world chess champion. I was an expert on darts. But the one thing that I didn't share last night was that I am secretly a bit of a classy kind of chef. And I'll be honest with you, this morning, looking at all of these bits of food that you've brought along as an offering for our harvest service, I'm feeling really quite peckish. So I brought along my mixing bowl and a wooden spoon because I thought what would be good would be to make a little snack now, because I don't know about you, but about this time on a Sunday morning, I normally get a little bit peckish. So, I think I'm going to make something. Well, we've got some tuna here, we've got cornflakes, we've got daddy sauce. I can't really do much with that. We've got flowers, definitely can't do much with that. I think, hopefully, there might be some fruit around the place. And I would like to make you a fruit salad this morning. So, would you do me the favour of checking in your pews, perhaps at the end of the pew or underneath your pew, to see if you have any random bits of fruit? And if you do, could you bring them forward to me? Excellent, Lauren. We have our first one. We have a small grapefruit. You have to have grapefruit in fruit salad, even though no one likes it. No one likes it. We know that. Excellent. We've got an apple. We'll put the apple in there. Lovely. A banana there. An orange, just chuck it into my fruit salad. Orange is good. This is excellent. We're getting a whole pineapple. A coconut, that's a little bit unusual for a fruit salad, but I think that'll do. A banana, there we are. We've got a little nectar in there. That's fantastic, brilliant. Let's see what we've got. Have we got everything? I don't think we've got everything. I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fruits. I think we should have 9 fruits. Okay, here we are. Now, what do we have here? We have, I suppose you could generously call, a marrow. Let's put this one on the side for a second. That would make 8 things to go into our salad. And finally, we have a watermelon. Thank you very much, Jane. A whole watermelon. We've got watermelon. We've got pineapple. We've got coconuts. Grapefruit. Apple, banana, large orange, small orange. That makes 8 fruits. Do you think that's enough for a fruit salad? Hands up if you can remember those. We've got a plum there. Brilliant. Excellent. Thank you very much. Hands up if you can remember the fruit of the Spirit that you all had plenty of time to remember early on. So don't give me that look. That's right, there were 9 fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Which means that we should add a final ingredient to our mix. Here, I have a marrow. You might all be sitting there thinking to yourself, a marrow is not a fruit. Are you thinking that? That's good, but you're wrong. This is actually true for botany fans among you, and you know, parents, ask your children to ask your parents to explain this later. Fruit simply means anything that grows off a plant with a flower or something like that. So technically, would you believe a courgette, a marrow, is technically a fruit? A tomato is technically a fruit. Someone once said, knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put it in a fruit salad. But we've put it in our fruit salad. But I don't think it's what you'd call a good fruit. This is no longer a good fruit salad. I've got all of my fruit in my massive bowl with my mixing spoon. If I was to mix this up and to give it out to you, do you think it would be a nice fruit salad? No. I think it would be a slightly unpleasant fruit salad. The tang of the pineapple probably would lose something with the blandness of a marrow. But the Bible talks about good fruit. God gives good fruit in our lives. God grows good fruit. the fruit of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Those are the fruit which God grows in us, because God is generous. They are expressions of God's work in us. If we have God's Holy Spirit in us, you and me will naturally start to produce those kind of things. So it's not like when we talk about fruit of the Spirit that we're going to be walking around with like a melon sticking out of our shoulder, or an orange balanced on our head, or even a pineapple behind our ear. Those aren't the kind of fruit that God is talking about. God is talking about us becoming the people that get to change the world for the better. Because God gives us these things so that we can go out and give ourselves. So like, we've brought all of these bits of fruit to church today because God has given us so many good things. We want to share these with people who need them. So God gives us good fruit in our lives when we've got God in our life, so that we can go out and make life better for people. So we get to go out and show, let's say it together this time, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. I learned them in a different order from you. But those are the things that we get to go out and show. So Harvest, we bring good things to give out to other people, but God wants to give us good things so that we can go out and give them to other people too. And so we need to ask God to grow those things in our lives. Because I don't know about you, but when you try and grow fruit, there's not a lot you can do. All you can do is prepare the ground and make it right conditions. So all we should do is ask God to help us to grow these good fruit. So shall we do that now? Shall we pray together and ask God to do just that? Heavenly Father, thank you for these good things that you have given us. And thank you for these good things which you promised to grow in us. Help us to grow them in our lives so that we can go out and share them with other people. And we pray all of this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.